Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Text from verse 3. The sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. From verse 10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. This is the text. It's good to be a sheep, isn't it? Yeah. It's great to be a sheep. No matter what happens, you got no worries. The shepherd, he's going to take care of it all. Isn't he? It's good to be a sheep. Oh, but wait a minute. You know what we just described ourselves as? Let me describe to you what a sheep is and does. Okay? A sheep is not the brightest of animals. Sheep gets lost. Sheep put it out in the wilderness. A sheep is pretty much helpless. So foolish, wandering, dim-witted, fuzzy-brained, and helpless, okay? It's good to be a sheep. Oh, that's... wait a minute. The Bible calls us sheep? Hey! But does it fit? Spiritually? Are we helpless and get lost spiritually? Are we a bit fuzzy-brained and foolish spiritually? Spiritually, do we need somebody called a shepherd to watch over and care for us? Because otherwise we're going to get confused and end up like the sheep in that one picture, halfway off a cliff and stuck in a bunch of brambles. So, is it good to be a sheep? Depends on who your shepherd is, doesn't it? Yeah. So there's the key. Who's the shepherd? And there are a lot of people running around this world wanting to be shepherds for your soul. And Jesus has a term for them. The one who climbs in by another way, a thief and a robber. And Jesus then lays claim to being the shepherd for our souls. And if he is our shepherd, then is he equal to the task? If we get in a mess, is he there? If we have to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, does he know his way? Yeah, he walked it before us. If there is temptation that we face, oh, he faced temptation and he conquered, didn't he? If there is hunger, thirst, sleeplessness, problems in life, if the whole thing seems to be an absolute mess, well, he is one who faced down the hunger and the thirst and spent long hours in sleeplessness praying. He is the one who faced danger. Repeatedly so. Out on the lake in the boat with the storm coming. He is the one who faced slander and abuse. He faced all of that. He faced suffering. He is able to be with us in the suffering. For our confusion, he is the Word of God. For our helplessness, he is the shepherd and he is strong to save. For our times of being lost, he is the one who finds. For the times when we do not know what to pray, he's the one who kneels in the garden, who knelt in the garden, and prayed in agony and with tears, and walked through prayer to the words, "Thy will be done." So he is the shepherd. He said, "I am the good shepherd." Okay. And you open up that phrase and you find some amazing things going on. The good shepherd means he is uniquely that. He is not just a good shepherd or a pretty good shepherd. He is not just an exceptional shepherd, because even the good and exceptional shepherds in this world, they know when to cut their losses. See, a good shepherd might take risks for the sheep, but a good shepherd in this world knows that if the shepherd dies, all the rest of the sheep can be destroyed and devoured. But this one who is the good shepherd, set apart from all other shepherds, the unique good shepherd, is one who comes into this world with the full intention of dying for the sheep. He is the only shepherd that in the dying for the sheep, in that very act, brings them life and safety and eternity. He is unique. He is the good shepherd. And in fact, this being the good shepherd involving dying for the sheep and rising again on the third day, this is a plan that was laid in place before time itself began. In the ages of eternity, before the world was ever begun, before God ever said, "Let there be light." The book of Revelation calls him the Lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul talks about Jesus and says, this is the plan of God that was there before the ages. It was the plan. So that this good shepherd is able to care for his sheep in an absolutely unique way. What does this good shepherd do in caring for the sheep? Not only the dying and the rising, but here are some words from the good shepherd. "Your sins are forgiven. And the burden of sin is lifted off of us." Or, "My peace I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Because he's the good shepherd and is able to be there for us in every situation. Oh, let's just go off on this detour a little bit more, okay? How extreme can the situation be where he cares for his people? The most extreme example I can come up with in the Bible, the most extreme location and situation for praying is inside the belly of a fish. That would be Jonah, who from inside the belly of the fish calls out to God, knowing that he is heard, and says, "I will look toward your temple." However, inside the belly of a fish, do you know where to look if you're going to look toward God's temple? But there it is. The good shepherd is there. In fact, he takes that example, he snags it, and he uses it for himself to preach about the sign of Jonah. As Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days, so the Son of Man must be in the earth 3 days. And he talks about the deliverance that he's going to give to his people. We could go still on that detour, Psalm 139. "Where can I go from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I descend to the depths, you are there. If I make my bed in the grave, you are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there your hand is. Your hand leads me and your right hand lays hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me, the light around me will be night. Even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day. From the same psalm. Lord, you've searched me and you know me. You know when I lay down, when I rise up. You understand my thoughts. Even before there is a word on my tongue, Lord, you know it altogether. This is the Good Shepherd who promises to be there for us, not only surrounding us, but keeping company with us deep within the soul, deep within the heart. He is there to be with us. And one more thing he says, I am with you always to the very end of the age. He doesn't leave. He's the Good Shepherd. So, is it good to be a sheep? With this one as our shepherd, it is the best ever to be a sheep. This is something I learned from my mother. No matter what happens in life, if God is there for you, if God is there with you, if you know Him in Jesus Christ, He's going to be with you no matter what. This is our Good Shepherd. So, it's good to be a sheep because sheep don't have to conquer. Sheep have a Good Shepherd who does all of that for them. We don't have to win the victory because Jesus has already won it for us. We don't have to earn eternal life because Jesus has already earned it for us. We don't have to turn to God and please God so that He is happy with us and is gracious toward us. That's already been done. All of what we are given is a gift completed, wrapped up in Jesus, who then gives it to us, completely done, with the words, it is finished. So, what do we do as sheep? Since it's good to be a sheep, what do we do as sheep? Well, we do sheep things, right? And sheep things for natural sheep are eating grass, growing wool, running around the pasture, sleeping, waking up. Fairly routine. What do we do as sheep? As sheep of the Good Shepherd, well, we're busy doing sheep things. For us, the sheep things are believing, worshiping, talking to God, praying, reading the Bible, raising our children and telling them about this Good Shepherd. Those are sheep things. Now here's something that is common to all of the things we do as sheep of this Good Shepherd. And what is in common to all of that is the Word. Back to verse 3 in our text. The sheep hear his voice and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. So it is his word and his voice. And from the beginning of being a sheep of this Good Shepherd, we have been doing the sheep things and practicing sheep things. And those sheep things are hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd. That boils it down to something very simple. But when Jesus says something to us and we hear his voice, that's being a sheep. There is something about the Word of God, the words of this Good Shepherd, that are terribly important. We call the words of this Good Shepherd, we use a phrase, we call them means of grace. Okay? Means of grace are the things that God uses to plant faith in our heart, to plant His Word within us, to trigger the response of believing His Word. His Word does those things in us. So whether we're at home and a verse from the Bible comes into our memory, the Word of God coming to us, strengthening our faith, renewing us, or whether we're about our business and there's another verse that comes along, or whether we're with another Christian and they say, yes, but remember, and then they quote a verse like, the Lord is my shepherd. Now the Word of God triggers things going on within us. We come to church on Sundays, and what we are doing here is something very simple. We are speaking back and forth, taking the Word of God and speaking it to each other. The reason why we do it in that way is because the Word of God, sent by God, does Word of God things. It calls to our memory what Jesus has done for us. It speaks the message of salvation into our souls over and over and over again. And as it does that, it strengthens and renews our faith. So we gather doing this thing with the Word of God. And then on every first and third Sunday, we take that Word of God joined to bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ. And again, His Word coming to us in that way renews and strengthens us. And it's that relationship with God that carries on, that goes along through this whole life. We've been doing that kind of sheep thing since we first were brought to faith. We will continue doing those sheep things all through the rest of this life until one day the Good Shepherd calls us by name, invites us to follow Him out of this world and into eternal life. But see, then we'll just simply be doing exactly the same sheep things, following Him in that hour, and then for all eternity, having His Word in our heart and doing the same sheep things forever. So I ask you one more time, is it good to be a sheep?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. In Jesus' name, amen.